Well, you know what? If you got a good pair of gloves and a nice hat and a positive spirit, there are no shortage of things to do during a Wisconsin winter. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Today on the show, we'll spend a little time talking about events and activities that will help you beat the cabin fever this season. And Ann Sayers is back with us, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Secretary Sayers joined the role in 2021 after serving as acting secretary since December of 2020 and deputy secretary since 2019. So it's great to have her back, and I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. We're going to zero in a little bit on skiing, but we'll talk other things as well. Let us know the best hill in Wisconsin for skiing or cross-country skiing areas that you like to attend. What are your favorite things to do in the winter? Is there a festival you attend every year? We can talk a little about that as well with her. I hope you'll join in. Number to call is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Secretary Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
It's so good to be here. Always good to check in with you, Larry. Thanks for having me today.
You know, one of my, I think my kind of favorite place to go on your webpage is the snow report page. And I think it's pretty popular.
Yeah, you are not alone. I think it's our second most popular page, and we have a lot of information on the website. So for the snow report to be a place that so many people have found value is really exciting to us. But what this is basically you can go on there and find the latest snow conditions for downhill, cross country, snowboarding, and snowmobiling. And we have reporters across the state. We have more than 100 folks who are constantly checking in and telling us what the snow is like in their area so that you can feel confident as somebody planning a trip that this is what the snow condition will be like when you get there. And then it has all these other bells and whistles. So you can find maybe a place to eat, a place to stay nearby, other things to do. So it's just really this like one-stop shop for planning your winter getaway.
And I like how you over on the left side of the page, first there's the state of Wisconsin kind of map there. And then if you click, let's say, all right, I want to go downhill skiing. You click on the downhill skiing and then up pops on the state pay on the state of Wisconsin, all the different places you can go. And then if you click on one of them, say, okay, I want to go up north, click on the one furthest north or whatever, you get very specific information about the place. And I love that.
I'm so glad you're finding it easy to use. I feel the same way. And this year, we even have a couple improvements, like some amenities too. So if you're looking specifically for a cross-country option that has a warming shelter, you can search by that feature. Or maybe you're looking for a downhill destination that has night skiing. That's a really popular request we get. Now you can search so you can find the best location to go to that has that amenity too.
Yeah, and it's easy, a click. And there it is. And, you know, I like the biking, the winter biking as well. There's a nice video. You click on that video, and it gives you this great view of, I've forgotten the name of the place, but the park, but really group trail and all that, and it's exciting just to see it.
Yeah, it's nice sometimes when you're planning a trip to just have a sense of what's it going to look and feel like? You know, maybe what are the folks wearing? What kind of things do I need to take? So this is just such a fun way to get a sense of what kind of trip you're planning. So everyone in your travel party is going to walk away with exactly the kind of trip they want and the kind of memories they want to share.
So here we are I want to talk about zero in on skiing just a little bit because I know that it's popular. And southern Wisconsin, the skiing isn't going to be too good, but I think we've got some 58-degree temperatures coming to the southern part of the state in a couple of days. But that won't stop people, and actually probably won't stop the ski hills.
You are so right. We have our ways, right, of making sure that we can still get on our skis and enjoy those winter memories. A lot of folks don't know this. This still kind of blows my mind, but Wisconsin has the third most ski resorts in the entire country.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know. It's the National Ski Areas Association compiles this data every year, and we have the third most ski resorts. So we know what we're doing. We love our skiing, and a lot of those resorts are beginning to open for this season, including, like you said, southern Wisconsin. We have Cascade Mountain. That's one of our more electric downhill destinations. You can ski and snowboard. It's just outside of Portage. They have 48 different runs, and they all vary in difficulty. They provide trails for novices all the way up to advanced skiers and snowboarders. And you're going to have 11 different ski lifts to choose from. So you'll have short rides up, and it's, you know, right off in 90, 94. So getting there is a breeze, and they do make snow. So you should have some good options if you choose that. Plus, and this is always kind of a bonus for me, after a day of fun on the hill, you can head over to Neil's Wine House. That's also in Portage, and they have just fine food and drinks, cozy atmosphere. It's a 120-year-old house, and they've turned it into a restaurant. It's just a great place to settle in, choose from their menu of curated wines, great food. They have high-end fare like pastas and salmons and New York strip steaks. So I don't know. Doesn't that sound like the perfect day?
Sounds like a good day to me. Now somebody's going to say, wait a minute, what was the name of that place? And what?
It was Neil's Wine House.
Neil's Wine House in Portage. Okay. I haven't been there yet. You're talking me
either.
Into it.
I put that on the top of my to-do list. Yeah.
So, well, Cascade, what about Keys Peak Ski Hill? I think that's in Florence County.
Yeah, this is an incredible opportunity. So if you have a lot of friends and family who like to ski, it's Keys Peak Ski Hill in Florence. A group of up to 75 people can ski and snowboard for a flat hourly rate. So the group pass gets you party lift tickets and ski rentals for $100 an hour. That's an incredible deal. And regardless of travel size, it's a great destination. They have panoramic views. It's actually the highest point in Florence County. And if you're looking for a place to stay, the Nicolet Lodge is right nearby. It's an 11-unit hotel. It's just miles away from that ski hill. And most of those rooms come with a kitchenette stocked with pots and pans and silverware so you can make your own meals.
So Learn to Ski and Snowboard Week is happening, December 17th through the 21st. What kinds of deals can beginners expect during this week?
Yeah, this is really something to look into if you or folks in the family are just learning to get into skiing and snowboarding. It's an annual initiative. It's a limited time offer. It's a fantastic deal. Guests receive a lift ticket, ski or snowboard rental, and a beginner lesson at 14 participating resorts. And like you said, that's December 17th through the 21st. They do tend to sell out, so reserve a spot now. That availability is limited. And just to get the details on all of that, I just recommend checking out Wisconsin Learn to Ski and Snowboard Week, and they're going to lay out all the details for you.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity. Snowboarding, I've never tried that. Have you ever done that?
I mean, is it possible I'm too old? They would say it's not. They would say you go to the week, you learn. But I don't know. My knees are arguing otherwise.
Oh, boy. How have you seen the ski industry change in Wisconsin over the last decade or more?
Well, I think maybe word is getting out a little bit, which we always love to see in tourism. But I don't think people naturally think of Wisconsin as a skiing destination. So that's been our job to make sure folks know. But to have the third most in the country of the ski resorts, and just how much we're able to compete with some of the types of skiing you can do, the challenge that's out there, but also the après ski, the being able to cozy up in the lodge and enjoy just the best of winter with a beverage and a snack. We're good at all of it. And I think people are starting to see that and making it a bigger part of their lives. And we definitely saw that too, especially on the cross-country front coming out of the pandemic, where it was a safe and easily accessible activity to do. And people now have just made it part of their lives. They're doing it. They look forward to it every winter.
Cross country skiing is a lot of fun, and there are so many. And I know our there are some really good trails in our Wisconsin state parks, for example.
Yes. People just love those opportunities. And if you check out the DNR's websites or travelwisconsin.com, you'll see opportunities for, I mean, you can always hit the trail anytime you want, but sometimes there's little events or candlelight opportunities that are nice too.
Yeah. And you also know places to skate and tube. Now, tubing sounds like a lot of fun to me. I've never done that either, but it would seem I'd have a softer landing.
Tubing is really fun. I think so, Larry. I think you would love it. And one idea is to head to the Rock Snow Park that is in Franklin. It's hours of thrills, ear-to-ear smiles, zooming down that hill. It's great for a friend's trip. That Rock features 19 tubing lanes, and they're serviced by what they call a magic carpet-style conveyor system, so you can get right back up on the top of the hill pretty quick on your tube. Children need to be at least 3 feet tall to go tubing, so it's best to check the website for hours of operation, especially in the early part of the season. You might consider taking your snow tubing adventure in January. On select Saturdays in January, the Rock hosts glow tubing. So this is where they cover the hill in colorful lights, so you can have a nighttime tubing adventure.
So that's the Rock Snow Park, and that's in Milwaukee County, right?
That's right, yes, in Franklin.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that's something I could do, and I like the idea of not having to drag the darn tube up the hill afterwards.
I think you should try it, and I'll check in with you next time I'm here, see how it went for you.
Our guest today, Ann Sayers, she's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She stops by every once in a while to talk with us about what's going on. And it's great to have her with us. And I hope you'll join in with your own experiences to share. I would love to hear what you're doing, what you have planned to do this winter. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. And email to ideas@wpr.org. Take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network, and then we'll be back with Ann Sayers. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Well, you've come to the right place if you're looking for a list of things to do this winter. Larry Mueller here, and I have a great guest for you. She comes back every once in a while. Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's been in that role Deputy Secretary in 2019, Acting Secretary in 2020, and she began the Secretary role in 2021. So as we visit with her, we're going to talk about winter festivals that are going on and why you should be considering attending. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. And maybe you're part of one of those festivals or one of those events that's going on. Please feel free to join in and tell us about them. Love to hear from you. And there are several European-style holiday markets around the state. And for those who haven't been, how are these markets connected with European culture? And what can you expect to see and do when you go?
Yeah, a lot of these are done in the German style that is so popular, kind of outdoor markets. They make lit up with little twinkly lights and warm beverages and just an opportunity to be outside and see a lot of vendors all at once and get a lot of ideas for different Christmas gifts. I love these events, and I'm just so proud that Wisconsin has so many to choose from.
There's one in Sparta, I think. What is it called? Chris Kindle Market or something?
You got it. The Sparta Chris Kindle Market. This is one of the best outdoor Christmas markets. Again, it's one that replicates that traditional German style market, full of local artisans. There's actually handmade gifts from 27 different huts. The booths are spread out at three locations in central Sparta. They have the authentic German flavors like the Glühwein. That's the traditional mulled wine. Maybe you're going to want to try a Bavarian pretzel while you're there. So definitely check this one out, the Sparta Chris Kindle Market. It's open Fridays and Saturdays for the next 2 weeks.
And then there's the Old World Christmas Market in Sheboygan County.
Yes, this is... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was wondered why you were interested in that one, or why did that make the list?
You know, well, it's one of the best ones in the country. It's why I'm so excited to talk about it. It's at the Ostoff Resort in Elkhart Lake. It's the Old World Christmas Market's annual tradition at the Ostoff. It was voted one of the top 10 holiday markets in the country by USA Today readers. It's regional and international artists. It's lining the aisles there. There's a big grand heated tent selling those handcrafted goods. You're going to find presents like handmade amber and silver jewelry, maybe Turkish scarves and shawls, hand-carved German nutcrackers, and so much more. And this Old World Christmas Market, it's open daily from now through Sunday between 10 to 5.
And there's another one where you can actually rent an igloo. If I'm not mistaken. It's in the Green Bay area.
Yes, the Chris Kindle Market on Broadway. You're right. Brown County, this is in Green Bay. This is every Friday and Saturday through December 23rd. That street market features unique gifts, festive foods and drinks, other programming. The market's located in Red Sculpture Park. That's on East Hubbard Street in the city's Broadway district. And you can time up your visit to Green Bay with other activities in the area, including there's a winter wine and beer walk that's happening December 8th and 15th.
And that sounds, and you can... Igloo rentals.
Yes. I just love those. They're so cozy and the kind of thing you can only really appreciate when it's a Wisconsin winter and you've done a hard day of some holiday shopping.
Well, let's turn to small towns. We've kind of talked about a few of them, but let's talk about a few charming small towns to visit during the holidays. First, what makes small town Wisconsin charming?
Oh, where do you start with that question? I love it. What's amazing about Wisconsin is that all of those small towns have their own character, and they're all of them have fabulous hospitality and something interesting to discover. But there's just something unique about the culture that made that town what it is. And the locals are always so excited to share that with you as a guest. And I think that's what's, you know, that's what's so special. And that's what I love to discover.
You know, one of the towns that I would, I guess, consider a small town is Ashland. And yeah, it's a cool place, you know, it right on the shore of Lake Superior.
So cool. And I actually did some of my holiday shopping in Ashland already, so I can definitely recommend this one. Right there on the shore of Lake Superior, they have fabulous shopping. They have local stores and boutiques for clothing, gifts, home decor, crafts, and more. You actually will be shocked by the variety and the amount of options when you're there. You could check out the Union Boutique. That's upscale, fashionable clothing. I did a little holiday shopping just for me at that store. The store is inside this historic, century-old former bank. And it offers a wide selection of unique name brand. There's local clothing, jewelry, and accessories. There's another shop I love, Home Expressions. This is a gift store specializing in home decor, like table settings, picture frames, and rugs. They also have a lot of locally produced Lake Superior themed goods. So that's a lot of fun. But, you know, it's just a great place to explore. And it just is so exciting always to be on the shores of Lake Superior.
Well, I like Ashland a lot. I also like Cedarburg, which quite a long ways away from Ashland, but Cedarburg is, in my mind, is a really cool place anyway. But what kinds of winter activities do we have there?
It is such a cool place. And like, if you're looking for your Hallmark moment, you know, look no further. Easy to find that perfect gift for someone special in Cedarburg. It's Ozaukee County. It's a quaint downtown made up of century-old limestone and brick buildings. It's full of shops for all interests and ages. One to check out is the Gem Shop. It advertises itself as the Midwest's largest rock shop. You're going to discover a range of wonderful gemstones, minerals, fossils, jewelry, and more. If you're shopping for littles, you might want to check out the Itty Bitty Piggies. That store sells a variety of products and gifts for babies, along with clothing for infants and toddlers. And for the older kids, you can find adorable toys and educational books. And there's one more to check out. It's Weeds, which specializes in sustainable and eco-friendly products that includes 300 plus varieties of loose leaf tea, succulents, and gardening material. And all of those seem like just such great gifts for someone on your list.
You know, and there's some pretty good dining there. Now that I've said that, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but I had a really nice meal in Cedarburg one evening with a friend and loved it. So there's good food there.
Yep, for sure.
You're not gonna miss out on that. And you recommend Baraboo as well. How does that town spread the holiday cheer?
Baraboo is so idyllic, and it goes all out for the month of December. They have a ton of deals, special events. There's over 40 locally owned businesses in the downtown. They have a wide range of gift options. There's the store Just Imagine Toys. It supports a nearly 30-year-old independent toy store. Or you could patronize the Village Booksmith. They have rare and out-of-print, hard-to-find titles. And every Saturday until Christmas, you can enjoy free horse-drawn wagon rides in downtown Baraboo. And then bring the kids to meet Santa at the Al Ringling Theater. He's there from 11 to 2.
All right, so Baraboo. And, you know, we're kind of, these are events that we've been talking about, but there's some upcoming events in January and February that, you know, people might want to put on their calendar as well. The Kickapoo Valley Reserves Winter Festival is one that comes to mind.
You are right. It's time to start planning ahead. And this one is so neat. It's, you know, it's the Driftless region, such a natural gem. And this event, the Kickapoo Valley Reserves Winter Festival, happens Saturday, January 13th. It's food, festivities, and games, activities for all ages. There's sledding, skiing, horse-drawn bobsled rides. And the festival also includes educational components. So there's snowshoe exhibits, dog sledding demonstrations, wildlife talks, a bit of information. Lions Club also hosts a chili and bread contest. So that's on a January day. So I love what the Kickapoo Valley Reserve Winter Festival is doing to help people get outside and be with one another and enjoy that winter air.
I was once a judge in a chili cook-off. And I had to sample, I think it was 25 chilies.
That's a lot of chili.
I had a restless evening following that. Oh man, but I
love fun.
Yeah, 25 is too many. But go to one of these cook-offs and sample some of them at least. Oh man. That and there's one in that was in Lafarge. There was a chili cook-off. The snowmobiling, though, the World Champion Snowmobile Derby is taking place, and that's always in Eagle River, isn't it?
Yes, it's January 18th through the 21st in Vilas County. This is like, you have to see it to believe it. I cannot believe how energizing and fun this is. It's the most prestigious competition in the sport of snowmobiling. It happens at the iconic World Championship Derby Complex that's in Eagle River. It's January 18th through the 21st. So these racers from across the country, they whiz around an oval track, and it's completely made of ice. And that's no joke. And sometimes they're going more than 100 miles an hour. There's more than 40,000 spectators that go up to Vilas County to see this once a year. It is so cool. Got to put it on your bucket list. And when you're in town, make sure to check out the World Snowmobile Headquarters Museum. That's right across from the racetrack. It's full of all the gear, equipment, and machines through the whole history of the sport, which is pretty amazing to see how the technology has changed over the years.
Yeah. Had a friend race in that one year and did pretty well, actually, in his division. So it is a lot of fun. Well, hot air balloons are going to be rising. Now, here's some photo opportunities, among other things, but Hudson, Wisconsin has a hot air balloon affair. Is it called the hot air balloon affair? I can't remember.
The hot air affair, isn't it great?
Hot air. That's my motto. I'm full of it most of the time. But this is hot air balloons, and it's really a sight. Tell us about that event.
It is a sight and just such a creative way to celebrate the winter season. It's more than 30 hot air balloonists from 5 different states that gather in Hudson. It's the weekend of February 2nd through the 4th. And if the conditions are right, they launch in unison for a mass ascension that fills the sky with color. And yeah, it's just beautiful. And while the balloons are that main attraction, it's a whole weekend full of activities that make up that Hudson Hot Air Affair. There's a parade, there's fireworks, there's educational programming, there's a craft fair, a bunch of indoor and outdoor activities. And it's just so cool to see how the whole community turns out for this and all the visitors who come and find their fun there. And it really, like you said, lots of photos, lots of memories to take home.
I assume, well, you may not know this. I was wondering when they actually rise together at this. I'm guessing it's either early in the day or late in the day, but maybe I'm wrong.
I believe it is early, but I would check the website, and they're pretty good about letting folks know because, you know, weather.
Yeah, and usually when, you know, it's usually calmer in the very early morning hours of typically of a day, and then again in the evening. So I think the early is the one.
They even do at night. They blow them up and they light them up, so you're seeing them glowing from within from the fires. You can just walk through the park where all the balloons are. It's magical. It's just like something you've never seen before.
I wonder if you can get inside of one or jump in one and at least have your picture taken.
I think that might be a possibility.
I don't know if I want to go rising up in one, but I wouldn't mind having my picture taken, I guess, in one. Oh, man. Well, sturgeon, you know, there's a sturgeon spectacular event in Fond du Lac. And that's February, too.
Right. We have lots of reasons to get out in February. This one's 9th through the 11th, Fond du Lac. The Sturgeon Spectacular is the city's annual festival where they're celebrating winter and, of course, sturgeon spearfishing season. It's 3 days of activities. There's curling competitions. There's a horse-drawn wagon ride, another chili crawl for you, Larry. Winter market, games for the kids, and more. Plus, they're also hosting the Wisconsin State Snow Hosting same weekend, so you get to see all shelters, what they do with the snow, which is, I just always love to see that. You can catch a glimpse of the giant fish. You head over to Wentz on the lake, where spearfishers will catch their catch to register for the biggest sturgeon contest. And the festival times up with the start of the spearfishing season, when hundreds of the massive sturgeon are harvested from Lake Winnebago over the short season.
Yeah, and that's that state snow sculpting championship would be really cool too. Some of the sculptors or sculptures are unbelievable that these people produce.
It's just amazing. You know, this summer I was lucky enough to go to Manitowoc to see the sand sculpting contest, which is coming back again next year. So if we're planning way ahead, put that on your calendar. It was just amazing what they were doing with sand. But what I learned is that a lot of the regional competitors practice with the snow too. And while the two mediums are really different, it's still an opportunity to practice. So you get people pick their favorites, you know, and get to see what's possible with snow, with sand, with ice. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was in Lake Geneva with friends last February. I think it's in February as well, although I'm not positive. I think it's February, maybe the first week of, and they have a competition there as well. And people from around the U.S. come to that. And I'm trying to remember what the dates are of that, and I just can't remember off the top of my head, but Lake Geneva, if you typed in Lake Geneva, you'd find that. For anybody listening, if they wanted to attend it, it's really a lot of fun as well, and Lake Geneva is another cool place.
It is, no doubt about that.
Marine
and that ice sculpting contest is very popular, like you said, world renowned.
Marine in Manitowoc, what's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the Enchanted Evergreens in Manitowoc, our public library. They have more than 40 trees that were made in Manitowoc at the Aluminum Specialty Company. And it's just a fabulous display. Also, lots of the storefronts on 8th Street and on Washington Street have trees, and they're just beautiful.
Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And I haven't been there in a long time. And so you're going to see a lot of silver Christmas trees there, Maureen.
Not only silver, there are different colors, and then they have lights on them, but they are just, it's a really cool display. There are tours. I'm not sure the details on the tours, but the Manitowoc Public Library during its hours, which is until 9 every night and also Sunday afternoons and on Saturday, has a whole bunch of trees too.
Well, Maureen, thank you very much for calling. Well, there's another one for your list of things to do, Anne.
Yes, Maureen, I'm so glad you brought it up. Manitowoc has changed so much in recent years. It's such a gem. Great, great breweries, places to eat, attractions to see, all right there on the water. But yeah, I'm just looking at this too. Enchanted Evergleams, over 100 glittering aluminum evergleam trees, 40 different sizes and colors. That sounds beautiful. I'd love to check that out.
Maureen, what's the tall? Do they have any really tall ones?
Yes, there is a 14-foot one that was donated to Manitowoc, to this whole program, from two sisters who lived in Kansas City, and I think they had a relative, perhaps, who had worked there. But 14 feet tall, just really cool. So,
well,
you guys could consider it.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. So, Ann, what have you got on? Where are you going next to have some fun in the winter in Wisconsin?
Well, I sometimes I'm torn. Like, I don't want to give all my secrets out, but also it's the job, right? So I'm headed this weekend to Paoli. They're having something like a Christmas market, lots of vendors, and there's that the new 7-acre dairy that has been redone, old dairy that's been redone into a modern day bar, restaurant, boutique. So we'll check that out and probably grab a delicious grilled cheese sandwich from across the street at Landmark Creamery. That's just a fun little town to check out. So that's definitely on my list.
It is a really fun place. And we actually hosted a radio show from the 7-acre dairy company. We talked with the author of a book called The Art of the Break, which is really about cheese. It's a novel, but about cheese. And we had a lot of fun with a bunch of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners there. And Paoli is just a really cool, really cool town. Mm-hmm. Well, Anne, I thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. It's always fun. And I hope that you have fun in Paoli, and I hope you'll come join us again. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Anytime. I'm always so grateful for the invitation. Thanks for letting me talk about winter Wisconsin. Have a good one.
We'll do it again. Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's been the secretary since just 2021, but she's been associated with the Department of Tourism for a few more years than that, for sure. It's always fun to have her come by, and we will do it again. Let's just take a look ahead at what's coming up tomorrow on the show. Oh, guess what? Wildlife experts Jamie Knack and David Drake are back with us. Must be the first Wednesday of the month. They'll tell us about what animals are doing at this time of year. They'll let us know how the gun deer season went. Then we'll get some wildlife-inspired holiday gift ideas. That's tomorrow at 11 on the Ideas Network. And I hope you'll take a look at our blogs. Go to ideas at wpr.org/Larry And take a look at the blogs that we've got up. There are many of them written by a broad range of people, myself included, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun looking at those as well. Thanks again for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mealy.